Hi, I'm Shannon Riley. I'm a professional organizer, ADHD coach, and therapeutic yoga teacher. And this is Beyond the Checklist, a podcast for neurodivergent folks who are tired of one-size-fits-all advice. Around here, we honor how your brain really works, whether we're talking about creating calmer spaces, building focus, or learning to rest. This is a place for practical tools, honest stories, and permission to do things differently. Let's make space for what matters in your home, in your time, and in yourself. Hello again, and welcome back to Be On The Checklist. If you are here, thank you so much for coming back for episode 2, or maybe you're just tuning in for the first time, and the title, Why I Work With Neurodivergent Clients, just piqued your interest. So no matter how you got here, thank you so much for being here. So in this episode, my goal is to share a little bit about the why behind the work that I do. So I touched on it a little bit in episode 1, but I want to go a little bit deeper and, again, just share with you why I do what I do and my intentions, again, behind why I'm creating this podcast, what I hope to share with you, what I hope that you take from the work that I do and the tools that I share and anything it might be. Diving right on in into how and why I support neurodivergent clients. So really starting with this, you do not have to prove your pain to deserve support. You do not have to validate why this is hard, why you're not staying on top of things. You do not have to explain anything when it comes to asking for help or asking for support. And you also don't need a formal diagnosis. You might feel like you think a little bit differently or your habits are a little bit different than what you have in the world. And it does not matter if you went to a doctor and got a diagnosis. It doesn't matter if you went to a doctor and they said, no, you definitely don't have this, even though you feel like you're a little different, and that's okay. So you do not need to bring me a doctor's note to listen to this podcast, to take this advice. And I'll say over and over again, take it or leave it. So I might say something that really resonates with you and take it and run with it if it helps. If I say something that you're like, ew, I don't like, that's fine. Leave it. Move on to the next thing. You do not have to hit rock bottom to feel like things are hard, to feel like you're struggling. I work with people who are carrying invisible loads. So they're people whose brains or nervous systems just don't quite sync up with the demands and assumptions of the world around them. We might also think of this as masking. So oftentimes, the people who seem like they have all together and everything seems so easy and they're so on top of things and all of this happening, you don't know what's going on behind the scenes, right? You don't know how they're feeling internally. They're just really good at masking and pushing through even when their nervous system is screaming at them to stop and pause and breathe. When I first started organizing professionally back in 2015, I had gotten into the business just because I was always an organized person. I always have loved a good label maker. And I was in a place where I was not happy with my full-time job. And people had said to me, oh, you should just organize for a living. And one day when I was at this job that I wasn't happy in, I Googled it because, sure, why not? And I didn't realize it was a thing. I didn't realize it was a job. Being organized and teaching it is very different. When I started working with people, I really saw that I can read a book that says, okay, here's how you organize your closet. Here's how you fold your clothes. Here's how you set up your file system. Here's how you process your mail. That doesn't work for the majority of people. People would call me to help with their clutter because it felt too overwhelming to deal with on their own. Or they had a system set up, but but it just wasn't working and they couldn't keep up with it. And spaces started to feel out of control, and then it just snowballed from there. And a lot of times people would apologize before we even started. I know it's a mess. I'm going to clean up before you come. I should have been able to do this by myself. I could do it once, but now I can't. And really what that is feelings of shame, feelings of exhaustion, and a belief that needing support and asking for help meant that they failed. It doesn't. They didn't. The organizing strategies that kind of get passed around, color-coded bit, the Pinterest and Instagram, perfect pictures, these one-size-fits-all hacks, the here's how you make your day easier, here's how you get everything done and still have time to do this fun stuff. They're not designed for neurodivergent brains, and truthfully, they're not really designed for non-neurodivergent brains either. They might be really helpful for people who do have consistent energy, don't have sensory challenges, and really have a whole lot of time and really strong executive functions. So I started to ask different questions when I worked with people and asking myself that too, to help me figure out how to continue to work with people and offer that level of support that they truly need. So what if this person isn't failing at the system? What if the system is failing them? What if their space isn't messy? It's overwhelmed. What if their routines haven't fallen apart? It just never worked in the first place. So over the years, as I continued to work and I started to work with more ADHD clients, those were the people that were finding me, who were calling me, I really honed into this niche. And last year, I got my certification as a neurodiversity coach. And the intention behind this is I value and believe in education and really not just being the expert, but really continuing to gain knowledge and information and learn, because everything's changing always. So I really deepened my understanding through this training of sensory processing, trauma-informed care, and I also have done a few trauma-informed yoga teacher trainings, which have been really wonderful, and just learning more about executive dysfunction. And it's interesting to think about how the yoga fits into organizing and productivity when maybe on the surface it doesn't make sense that it works. But you really can't separate the brain from the body. I don't know about you, but when there is clutter or things are building up in my space, which happens to all of us, there's a certain point where I start to feel really stressed out and anxious just over and over. It just makes me anxious to be in the space. And I can feel that in my body when that happens. So the vast majority of the people that I work with are neurodivergent. Some are formally diagnosed with ADHD and some aren't. Some are still figuring it out, and it's okay if there's not a label at all. Just explain the feelings that you're having. I'm not here to diagnose you. You don't even need to diagnose you. A doctor doesn't need to diagnose you. If you can explain the feelings that you're having, and then we can start to work towards what works for you, that's truly all that matters. At least I think so. And you can disagree with me. You're always welcome to disagree with me. And you're always welcome to ignore me. What they all have in common is that they're just trying to figure out what works for them. They want to learn how to manage their time better, manage their energy, which is crucial and we often forget about, manage their space, and of course, our life commitments, all the places that we have to be, all the directions that we're being pulled. And they want to meet expectations that were never really built with them in mind, and maybe expectations that just aren't realistic or don't define success. Here's what I think. Here's what I believe. You shouldn't have to explain your struggles to be worthy of help. And you shouldn't ever be given the same cookie cutter checklist as everyone else and expect to make it work. This is why I created this podcast. That's why I created Beyond the Checklist, because I want to help people like you build systems that fit you and your life, not systems that look impressive on the outside, not systems that look Instagram ready, picture perfect, color coordinated, but can feel like you're more overwhelming and have that feeling of burnout maybe a little bit more on the inside. Working with neurodivergent clients has taught me a lot. Consistency isn't always possible. It doesn't mean you're unreliable. Focus is not about willpower, not about your ability to sit and stare and not move until the thing is done. It's about regulation, it's about your environment, and it's about connection. And productivity and finishing, quote unquote, your to-do list, because it will never end, does not have to be the end goal. It's about figuring out that sustainability, ease, and alignment matter way more. So when I work with people, I'm not trying to get them to do more. I'm trying to help them figure out how to do the things that need to be done, how to do the things that matter, and try to remove, and maybe even it's just like a 1% removal of friction, of confusion, and inviting in more compassion and forgiveness. You never have to earn a break. You don't have to finish your to-do list in order to take a break. You don't have to do your laundry, clean the whole house, and everything in order to relax on the couch. You don't have to get to a certain point before you can ask for help. You don't have to do it alone. You have a unique brain, body, and rhythm. And your systems and how you get things done deserve to reflect that. So if anything that I've said resonates with you, if you've ever been told you're too disorganized, too sensitive, too scattered, or too much, know that you're not alone. And you're exactly who I made this space for. In the next episode, I'm going to dive into a little bit about the connection between clutter, burnout, and executive dysfunction. And we'll look at how these show up together and what they're really trying to tell us, because it has nothing to do with laziness. Thank you so much for coming back. I can't wait for the next episode. Thanks for being here. Thanks for listening. See you soon. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Beyond the Checklist. If something from today's episode resonated with you, I would love for you to share it, subscribe, or leave a review. It helps more people find the support they deserve. Take what you need, leave what you don't, and remember, you're doing the best you can, and that's enough. Until next time, keep making space for what matters in your home, your time, and yourself.